Yayati, and she takes Sarmishta along with her. Shukracharya says, don't touch Sarmishta to Yayati. Because, you know, sometimes the king would get married to a girl, and the maidservants would be there, and the maidservants would sometimes have children. That was part of the procedure. So Yayati is cautioned, don't touch her, don't touch Sarmishta, you can have children by Devyani. But being a Kshatriya, you know, Kshatriya is in the mode of passion. Sarmishta comes up to him one day, and anyway, they have a relationship, and a kid is born. Devyani discovers this, that a kid is born to her Kshatriya friend, who she's really angry with because the Kshatriya friend threw her in a well, naked. And so she goes to her father, Shukracharya, and she says, Dad, look what my husband did. And Shukracharya curses Yayati to become an old man. And so all of a sudden, Yayati, you know, he's enjoying with his wife and his girlfriends and everything like that. He becomes an old man. Such an interesting story. He becomes an old man. And then Devyani goes to her father and says, I can't really enjoy with my husband anymore because he's just an old, old man. He looks like a prune. You know, a prune? A prune is like a plum that actually got old, a dried plum. So he looks like, so, Dad, please help my husband. I want him to become young again. So Shukracharya says, okay, he could become young again. I mean, this is the power that Brahmins have. If he finds one of his sons who will give him their youth. Do you understand? So then Yayati goes to his sons. And he says to his sons, please give me your youth so I can enjoy again with young girls. And one of the sons he goes to is named Yadu. Anyway, so one of the sons he goes to is named Yadu, who was actually the whole forerunner of the Yadu dynasty. This is where the Yadu dynasty comes from. So he goes to Yadu and he says, can you give me your youth? And Yadu says, no. I'm not going to give you my youth because I actually want to experience youth myself so I can become detached. Because if I become an old man, then I'll still have the same desires, but I won't be able to have any experience about it. Can you imagine? Like any of you young people, like all of a sudden I turn you into old people. He said, oh no, now no one will marry me. I'm just an old lady or whatever. I never got to have fun in life. So, because the method of becoming detached is sometimes you have to have a little experience in the past. And Yadu, he knew that Krishna was going to appear in his dynasty. So, you know, there's a more intelligent thing. So then Shukracharya goes to another son, Puru. And actually, sometimes you find the Pandavas, they're called Pururavas, you know. Not just Kauravas, Pururavas, because they're actually descendants of Puru in the Kuru dynasty. So this is all history, actually. So he goes to Puru, and Puru says, yes, Dad, you can take my youth for your old age. And Shukracharya says, you're a good son, you're a first class son. I don't think any of you have son, of course you have a son. I don't think he would do that for you. I don't think he would do it. Rupanuja said, Rishabh, you know, please give me your youth. He said, Dad, you know, forget it. So anyway, so Puru exchanged the youth with his father, and he became old, the father became young, and the father enjoyed with Devyani for many hundreds of years or something like that. And after a while, Yayati began to understand that it was Maya. He was understanding because he was trying to enjoy this youth which he had gotten from his son for so many years, but he was still frustrated. Avritam Gyanamaitena Gyanino Nityavayana Kamarupena Kontiya Dushprena Langacha. You're never satisfied. You know, you try to enjoy this body and the lust just increases. It's like fire being put out by petrol. It doesn't work. So he thought, this is too much. You know, Devyani and me are going here, going there. Hundreds of years. It gets a little old after a while. And so then he told the story to Devyani to make her detach too. He said, my dear wife, here's a story I want to tell you. And she said, oh, I'd like to hear a story from you, my dear husband, Swami. And so he said, once upon a time, there was a he-goat, Bukri, you know, goat. And here in Fiji, the goats look different than the goats in India. The goats in India have beards, big beards on them. Here they're clean shaven. Do they have any goats with beards here? No. Some, but generally they shave. Yeah, they shave, but in India they look like a person of a certain religion who grows a beard. I won't mention the religion. Yeah. I mean, the goats look different in India, completely. They're bona fide goats. So anyway, he said, once upon a time there was a goat, the reason I'm talking about the beard, he said it with a nice mustache and beard. And he was comparing himself to the goat. He said, once upon a time there was a goat, beautiful goat, was very proud with mustache and beard and everything like that. And he found a she-goat at the bottom of a well. And he saved the she-goat. And he got married to the she-goat. You know, goats get married. Anyway, so they got married. And this he-goat, that means a male goat, had a relationship with another she-goat. And the master of the first she-goat cut off the guy's male organs. Cut off the goat's male organs. And then so he was comparing himself. You understand the whole comparison there? And so then the he-goat went back to the master of his wife, and he got his organs actually put back on, and he was able to enjoy with her. And he said, that's the story of goats. And so she understood, that's us. We've just been a bunch of goats. And actually, that's true. As Lord Rishabhadev says, Nayam deho ge deho bhajam niloke kashtam kamam arhate vidbhujam ye tapo divyam putraka yena shatvam shudyad yasmad brahma shokot vanantam. That life is meant for more than enjoyment like the hogs and the dogs. This is actually his statement. It's meant for transcendental life. Tapo divyam putraka. He's speaking to his sons, putraka. And so then Devyani realizes, and Yati realizes, and they become pure devotees. And they go back to Godhead. Yadu becomes the person who is responsible for the Yadu dynasty. Puru becomes responsible for the Puru dynasty. They're all connected like that. And then you have all these other family members who appear after them. That's the Bhagavatam story. So that's all from the story of Amritu's son, Jivani. Long story. Any questions? It's an interesting story, isn't it? So any questions or comments about Amritu's son, Jivani, or bringing people back to life, or Shukracharya, Devyani, Sarmishta, or any of these other personalities? Anyone have questions? We only have 3 minutes left to class. Someone must have a question, Rupanuga. No? You're a doctor. Can you bring people back to life? Not now. You'd become too rich if you had the mantra. So, yeah, as long as the body is there, you can bring people back to life with this Sanjeevani mantra. And of course, that was used all the time in the Ramayana. You hear about this quite a bit, the Sanjeevani mantra, and in the Bhagavatam, with Shukracharya bringing the demons back to life. Every time the demons would die, he would bring them back to life. So, no other questions?
Just an observation. I have dealing with old people and people who are more or less very,
yeah,
very debilitated and on the verge of dying. It's certainly really true that they still want to be more.
Yeah. The desires are still there. I mean, Prabhupada tells a story about there was an old man, or first of all, the king asked the sage, when does lust go away? And the sage said, never. And the king said, huh, I don't believe it. And the sage says, I'll show you. So the sage takes the king to the hospital. And in the hospital, there's this old man. He's getting ready to die. He's just like, I guess it's a hospice, not even a hospital. He's just breathing his last. Like that, you know, the last. It's like a rattle in the throat before someone dies. And so the king also brings his young, beautiful daughter in. Okay. So this old man's going, and the king and the sage come. You'd think, you know, a sage comes in, you'd say, Maharaj, give me your blessings so I can go back to Godhead. So instead, he doesn't look at the old man who's getting ready to die. He doesn't look at the king. And he doesn't look at the sage. He just looks at the young girl. And he dies, and he becomes a young girl his next life. Yum yum bapi smaran bhava. Anyway, so there's the desires are in the subtle body. The gross body enables you to try to fulfill desires, which are not fulfillable. But just like in America, you got these old people who really want to enjoy, you know, really old. And they have this lust drug. I don't know if you have that here. It's called Viagra. Anyway, you've heard of it? It's a lust drug they give to old people, whatever. But it's illegal for old people to have this drug. Why is it illegal? Because they get heart attacks. You know, obviously, you know, you're over 80 or over 70 or something, and don't want to take that because you'll die. But the old people, they have like a black market in these drugs, so they can enjoy, and then they have parties with all the old people, and they all take the drug together. And they're like 80 years old, or 85 years old. So it just always remains in the heart. So anyway. So old age is actually a blessing, because one is more peaceful when they're older. It's nice to be old, isn't it? You don't know. It's nice. You're peaceful. I mean, if one has been Krishna conscious, then the desires, there are no more material desires. That's the solution. Then you get old, the body is peaceful, you don't feel like killing everybody anymore. When they don't, you don't feel like killing disciples when they don't listen to you. So the mind's peaceful. You know, it's a lot easier to be Krishna conscious, isn't it? And then if one follows Krishna consciousness their whole lives, the mind still remains sharp, which is really good. That's what I've experienced. I can remember things better than I did when I was 20 years old now. Because, you know, following a healthy lifestyle and Krishna consciousness. So there's a benefit to being old. A good benefit. So, any questions or comments? Or arguments? Actually, it's kind of late. Okay, on that happy note, we'll greet the deities in a second. We've got a lot of people watching us today, hearing about Mitra Sanjeevani.
Srinivasa Bhagavan Ki Jai.